you. Too many of y'all in the comfort zone. You got to stay on the cutting edge.
Welcome to LeroyThompson.tv, where you get the cutting edge.
I honor him as a father, my father in the gospel. My dad is gone home, so he is my dad and my dad. And I look to him and mom. I love this family because you really don't understand what they mean to us until you see where we have come from and where we're headed to. So I'm so thankful for you tonight, and I want to greet all of you, welcome all of you to this conference. I want to say money coming to you, Gretna, but I just don't believe that's dead. Dad, I'm sorry. I'm going to get out the way. But I want to welcome you to this conference, welcome you to this city. I'm so appreciative of all of my MVB brothers and their wives that have come, and all of the pastors from around this area, and all of you, the saints of God. And all I can tell you is fasten your seatbelts. Come on. Fasten your seatbelt. Come on. Fasten your seatbelts. Look at your neighbor. Say, get ready for the supernatural. Have an expectation tonight. Something good is going down in your life tonight. Expect it. Receive it. It's yours. Come on, give God some praise tonight. I want you to remain standing, because right now I'm getting out of the way. I'm going to welcome to this pulpit the greatest man in the earth that I know. Notice I said the greatest man in the earth I know. Whoever you know him, but this the one I know. So I want you to put your hands together, and I want you to give God praise, glory, and honor for his servant, his man for this hour, Apostle Leroy Thompson Sr.
Praise God. Yep, glory, glory, glory is right. Rise and shine. For the glory of the Lord is risen. Don't shut the gate, they keep on bringing. Rise and shine. I love it. Your sons and daughters will come from different places. Yeah, that's what Isaiah was. Isaiah 60 says that. That's a powerful voice. And glory represents all that God had. Actually, sometimes glory is exchangeable with gold. You see, all the gold and all the silver is mine. He did say that, you know. And it is his, you know. Yeah, all the silver, all the gold is mine. Uh-huh. He said, and the forces of the Gentiles will be brought unto you. Yeah. Yep. Yep. It is. Glory to God. You know, I talked about sometimes being a money magnet. There's a mantle for that. you hear that? There's a mantle for being a money magnet. And I believe you'll be in the right territories. That mantle will come on you. I think money cometh is a mantle for being a money magnet. Right. Yeah. Wow. Yes, sir. And money is attracted to you. Yes, it is. Because you're gonna do the right thing with it. Do the right thing with it. And no sense being broke. That's one of our new men that have applied to be with us, gentlemen. Shake his hand right there, this fellow right there. He's a nice man. We'll be access to him, and he'll be access to the organization. Because you want to do what's right. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise God. This make a lot of people nervous, and offend religion. They get offended. They got offended with Jesus in the sixth chapter of Mark. He was moving in so much power, they got offended, man. America, they got religious and man, get him out of here. Got that man, the demonical man delivered. And them town people, they come to see. They came to see and they saw the man clothed, sitting down in his right mind, and they asked Jesus to leave. See, religion don't like to see a mirror. Because when they see a mirror, they don't see themselves in it. So they won't break the mirror, but it's just too late. Too late, and let us got too far. Let me be seated. Let me talk to you about two or three scriptures about your finances. And you know, we received the offering in a few moments. You're sowing. These people sowing here supernaturally. There's a scripture some 20 years ago came in me, about 20, 25 years ago. The Lord showed me this scripture, and he showed me two or three together that I think will help you along the line of financial freedom. In Psalm 35, 27, there's a verse there, because it seemed like faith give God pleasure. The results of faith give God pleasure. Because if you align your faith right, you're going to step into prosperity. And when I talk about prosperity, you know, I'm talking about the whole bag, but I'm talking about financial prosperity. You know, because people love to say prosperity is not just money. They love to say that. Yeah, you the broke folks who say that. Prosperity is not just about money. They want to exclude the money, but the money is part of prosperity. But it says that, talking about shouting for joy and magnifying the Lord, and say the Lord have pleasure. You see that? I want you to see, look at that, because you need to see that, because I'm going to deal with money tonight, supernaturally. God has pleasure. It give God pleasure when his servant prosper. You see that? Huh? So how many of y'all displeasing God? And the reason that God has been displeased with what we have been managing or stewardshipping for him is because, and I'll talk to you a while about it. I know another thing that the Lord taught me over the years is how to pass the money test. Yes, there's always a money test given to you before you go to the next grade in prosperity. Prosperity has a grade. Wealth has grade, it has levels, just like anything else. You see, the secular world took his pull from the supernatural world. These people didn't know nothing. All these things run parallel to something God already have done. And ain't nothing new under the sun. They ain't come up with no new idea. God already did that 50,000 times before they even thought about it. So there is a pattern and there's a parallel they're running under, but God already have been there. So, not one of us wants to displease God. Am I right? That's an area we have displeased God in. You remember the rich man and Lazarus? And the rich and Lazarus represented the church. He the one who went in Abraham's bosom. You can't overlook that. But he was a beggar. And the sinner was living on top. And he was at the bottom. It's like one scripture says, he saw a disturbing thing. The prince walking and the servant riding the horse. And that's what it had been in our finances at large. Are you understanding me? Some of y'all have broken out and breathing pretty good at this time. But the majority of the body of Christ is wearing an oxygen mask when it comes down to finances. And it's a tank they got to carry on with them financially to breathe. You understand what I'm saying? Just look straight ahead. Then another familiar scripture. I want to talk to you about this, because he said, beloved, I worship above all things you prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. Now you hear God, one of God's highest desire for us. Beloved, I worship. You know, John ministering, but he's ministering in the spirit. And so now we see God, it give God pleasure for us to be financially prosperous. And now in 3 John, he said, beloved, I worship above all things you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Financially, most of us have a soul problem, financially. We've been trying to get it in the spirit, but our soul keep pulling us back to the natural, to statement like, the love of money will separate you from God, and no man can serve two masters. And these scriptures have been taught out of context. And no matter how much we say we don't believe that, until we take the sword that conquer, which is the sword of the spirit, and beat that thought out of our mind, it's going to remain coming up, accessing our reasoning, our emotion. It's going to be accessing things that keep us down and keep us broke. Now, I really want you to look at this verse, then we're going to receive this night offering. I'll give you two verses there. What it was? You better try to write them verses down and look at them again. And then the other one was 3 John 2, right? Now, I'm going to give you a third verse, and I'm going to see, can you connect them now? You need to connect them, because if you do, something's going to start happening in your life quickly. In Jeremiah 33:9, I want you to look at that one. Because your finances is not all about you. You know, all of my children drive BMW because they're my children. Think about it. Let me say it again, because y'all, don't be jealous now. Just don't be jealous. Just go ahead and smile like you agree with me. You know what I'm saying? But all of my children drive BMW because they're my children. So if all of my children drive BMW because they're my children, how much more will your heavenly Father bless you because you're his child? See, we got to think. We got to think like that. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? Yeah, because Leroy Jr. is my son. Darnell is my son. Montreal, my son. Shauna, my daughter. And then my daughter-in-law's son. But because they're my children. Some of these boys were sitting at the table. I don't know how many BMW I ordered in one day. The boy said, BMW means bring more wealth. And I got an anointing. I said, call the BMW player. And I said, and so when you pass my house on Sunday, right after church, you like you had Brian Harris somewhere, yeah. BMW player. They're all over the yard. Yeah. Then my wife and I rolled right in front of the driveway. Yeah. And I park them outside, yeah, because I want people to see what God doing. Yeah. I do it. You know I do. You know I do it, Sherry. I do it. Yeah, I do it. I do it. I'm just bold enough to do it. But it seemed like our prosperity give God joy. Yeah. What? Yeah. Look at 33:9. Look what he said. It's a place of joy. What else? Name of joy, a praise, and an honor before all nations. Of what? Of the earth. What? And what else he said? Isn't that a verse? Now put the three together. How dumb can we be to argue about this prosperity and the Lord talking like this? Place of joy, place of what? Joy, what else? Praise, honor. Before all nations. So it seemed to me I've moved beyond believing at that point. I know God wants me rich. And I know God wants me to make other people rich. I'm going to say something that's going to make the world shake. I know God wants all preachers rich. I bet you never heard that. No, but I just said it. God wants all preachers and pastors rich. So then go and do what they got to do, and they ain't got to be begging you for no money. catering to you. You coming to church today? Don't wait on the call. I want you to meditate those three scriptures. You may be seated now, and we're going on the base set. And then, now watch how I talk to you. You all gonna have to start giving more. I'm not talking about no budget. I'm not talking about, see, when you come to the altar, you have to start raising it. See, don't go through the formality and just walking with everybody else. Sweat. Give somebody, when you leave the altar, when they pass the bucket, you got to look at it again. Because you're moving up. You got to move your giving up to move. Y'all don't want to talk to me tonight. Now, you know, I thought I was going to get away from it. I don't have to say this anymore. I know most of y'all broke. Yeah, I got $25,000 in the bank. Man, you broke. $25,000 in the bank? In the bank? That ain't no money? That's not what God talking about. God, we'll see tonight. We'll see. Come get my offering, son. Put that clock on the hour. I'm not going to teach all night tonight. If you need an envelope, lift your hand. But do something different. I'm not talking about no budget. I'm not talking about no amount of money. I'm just telling you, you got to get radical in your giving. You see what I'm saying, Phil? You got to get radical. You got to be like Phil White. Phil get excited sometimes around me. I'll be buying stuff, you know. I saw a golf car that it was black and white. It think pretty, but already got one, you know. I got two because the man gave me a Rolls Royce one. But I just lacked the thing. Then the thing ran off of gas, you know. So, you know, I'm always buying little toys, you know. So, and Phil said, I'm going to get one too. Wilma whispered to him and said, stay focused. We had a man used to travel with us. Now, not Phil, because Phil on top of this, but we had a man used to travel with me, and we're going, Patrick knew about it, we're going to a place, and I start buying neckties, you know. Every color they got, I start buying them. Because I'm able to do it, you see. But then I had another man with me, now he won't buy a necktie, and he was $110 necktie. I knew he wasn't able to buy them neckties. He's my son, but now he gonna buy a necktie. Then we get to the table and eat, and it's his turn to pay for it. Guess what? He bought the necktie. Now the other two sons got to pay for it, and I got hot and I told him about it. I said, you up there buying neckties, these boys taking tickets. Now you can't take a ticket because you don't buy a necktie like me. What you waiting on your turn? He no longer son, so don't start looking at each other. He no longer. But that is something, man. You got to wait on your timing. Yeah. See, because somebody, a prosperous person will mess you up. Yeah. And these boys be trying me. I be buying all kind of stuff. Just having fun, you know. Just having fun. Just gone. Gone financially. And I have to do that because I'm leading the body of Christ into the opening. Yeah. Come on, Dad. And you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid. So you got your envelope? You ready? And says, so don't be tipping God when you come to this altar. Yeah. Yes, sir. Sweat. Put a 50 up. Put a 100. Just get wild like George. Throw 2,000 up. Do something. Just. Listen, one of the greatest statements I ever made, I believe, in this whole journey or this assignment that God has given me to the body of Christ about finances. I didn't come to get money from you. I came to get money to you. I don't know where I was when I said that, man, but that thing, and it come from my heart. It's real, you know. Yeah. You never heard nobody else say it. Yeah. Come on, man. Cause I gotta get some preacher, gotta get some money. A preacher broke, he gotta get some money, man. You can't, that's the first thing you gotta get before you say your prayer. But I'm trying to teach the body of Christ how to release the money, that the money will come back. Like the word that what Jesus said. I'm going to teach you what Jesus said. See, the water is so muddy. The water is so muddy about finances in the church. And so many games and manipulation have gone on that I got to come through all that mess to tell the truth. And so it take a little while to get people, you know, the people say, I'm holding on to what I got. Last reverend told me that I ain't received nothing yet because he wasn't on good soil. He was a hustler. I didn't call an M. Now you called an M. You the one gave it to him. I didn't call no man name. I love my brother. But I just tell you, I mean, that, you know, every time you got something good, you're going to have something ignorant going on. Now, Father, I spoke clearly to your people about this giving scenario, something you have set up for us to overcome the world system. And may each one have taken it as from you. These seeds, they've been sowing this week. May they be the quickest return they ever seen in their life. And set them financially free. In Jesus' name, amen. Come. Amen. You may be seated. The usher's going to serve you. And then I'm going right into the Word. How many of y'all is your first night? Where y'all been? Who were y'all last night? Yeah. Okay. Okay, now listen. Turn to Genesis chapter 15 for a minute. That's not our text, but I have to deal with something. Genesis chapter 15, my wife and I are riding in the back of the car, and Lord told me about it, and this is something from 25 years ago. And it seemed like he wanted to have a little more maturity in wealth and increase. Now I have some more money now, and I understand how Abraham felt, you know. And so in the 15th chapter, as the Lord deal with Abram at that time, the first verse said something, and I don't know if he want me to take this text that I'm going to deal with tonight and go into that facet, but he says, it says in the 15th chapter of Genesis, that first verse, after these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. When I had a Bible scholar, a man who studied Hebrew and Greek, some years ago, he undoubtedly had heard that the Lord had spoken to me for the body of Christ with the money cometh revelation. And I never talked to the man, but I know him and he know me, Bob Yannon. And he sent me a note and he said, that voice really mean, I'm your rapid, ever increasing money supply. So I need you to write that down, please. I'm your rapid, ever increasing money supply. Take a hold of that now. Listen to what God said to Abram. I'm your rapid, ever increasing money supply. Money supply. Then I want you to, we must get beyond addition. And we must get beyond dividing money up, division, and subtracting. And we'll talk about subtraction in the aspect of it costs too much. We have to get beyond that. Nothing costs too much. If it exists, you can have it. But your mindset and the revelation and the understanding of the principles. So write this down. We're going to talk about the supernatural principle of multiplication. And money coming calls for supernatural financial freedom. Write these things down. It has the anointing on it to set you financially free. Now I talk about you have to pass money tests because that's your fate, for lack of a better word, bouncing from one level to another, trusting God and leaving leaving the regular program behind. Okay? Now, I'm your ever-increasing, I'm a rapid, ever-increasing money supply. See, that's very important. I don't know, I might need to put that on this tape. I don't know where I'm going, but I know that, you see, write it another way, money coming releases money multiplication. Money cometh, call it for supernatural money multiplication. And there's a principle here called the principle of divine multiplication. God dog it, I'm gonna preach tonight. Divine principle of divine multiplication. We need to know that. It's supernatural. It's divine. When God starts multiplying in your life, because he know he can trust you, he always overwhelms you. The psalmist said, my cup runs over. God believes in running things over. And there's no sense. The meal will never go empty in the barrel. Well, never. And I'll talk about that more in the morning. I want you to go to John's Gospel chapter 6, Mark's Gospel chapter 14, and Matthew's Gospel chapter 15. I don't know how far we're going to get, but I'm going to deal with John in the beginning. I want to say a few things that the Lord showed me from this text. This is a text that worked the principle of divine supply multiplication. And you know, Lord, I wrote some notes for you. And one of the notes, I think, is this happened in the desert. This happened in the desert. And one of the notes here is maybe your finances are in a desert place. In other words, it seemed like you can't get your breakthrough. It seemed like you're trying everything, but don't look like you're ever going to get out. You shout it. And you say it, and you get happy about it. But, you know, after a while, there got to be some realities. Yeah. You know, it can't be just revelation. It got to be some rewards. Yeah. But talk to me, Don. You just talk to me. And so I know that some, maybe nobody in here, maybe on the internet, somebody, that their finances is in a desert place. In other words, it's a drought. Yes. And it don't seem like the water coming too soon. We want to change that tonight. We want to talk till the anointing come in here and speed everything up. I need you sticking with me here, because I'm coming wrath form tonight. In other words, I'm just going to walk with the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost get wild, I'm going to get wild. The Holy Ghost be calm, I'm going to be calm, all right? In this sixth chapter, even before we read it, you have to know, here's insight on supernatural source, supply, and supernatural provision. We have a supernatural source, we have a supernatural supply, and it boils on to, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, Christians, we have supernatural provision that is always available. Say supernatural provision three times. It just dropped in your spirit and in your life. You will not be able to shake it all the days of your life because the Holy Ghost just gave it to you. That you will never think can't. Because you just received the mantle of supernatural provision. Supernatural supply. And praise God, I have a supernatural source. Huh? I'm expecting you to get that. And so I said, maybe your finances are in a desert place. We're going to see it in the text. And then I saw in meditating this, as Jesus took multiplied the bread, and I saw what man said. See, we can't go by what man said. See, I'm not saying what man said. This pulpit, I'm up here saying what God said. I'm a man, but I'm a man sent from God with a message from God. This is not Leroy's message. I can't do nothing for you myself, but this is my Father who sent me. This is not a man world. Psalm 24 says not. Turn to Psalm 24. Man is not in control here. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell in it. That's a wrap. Say that's a wrap. This is not a man world. Jan Brown was just playing. Listen to me. Remember this. The Lord will never send you away with your needs unmet. That's in the text. See, the man want to send them away. Lord said, no, you feed them. Oh, all right, that's why we come in church here. That's what we're working on, this supernatural. When these people come to these auditorium and these churches, we got to feed them. We can't tell them, go back in the world and get it. No, we got to give them the right information, the right revelation, the right anointing, so they can know, they can have the rule of engagement of the supernatural. Let's get these things down. Jesus is saying to the church, you give them need. The church without the revelation of the supernatural is saying, we have here but. We have here but. She's talking about the two little fish. See, the church without revelation, that's what she's saying. But Jesus told us this. For us, so let's just read. I'm going to give you one or two more things. Let's just read, and we'll hit them as they go. In the sixth chapter of John, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Now, here in verse 2 is what we have to understand, brethren and sisters in the ministry. And great multitude followed him because he had something to offer that the world do not have. Because they saw what? His miracles, what he did on them that were diseased. Jesus, who did miracles on disease, will do miracles on death. Man, I'm just going to preach somewhere. You think I got any other church open tonight? You think anybody else church, they might let me preach tonight? I'll leave y'all right now because this is so powerful. Listen, Jesus who do miracles on disease is the same Jesus that does miracles on death. Because debt is a financial disease. Yeah. Yeah. If you're in debt and can't get out, you caught something. Yes, sir. Wow. I'm talking about overwhelming debt. I'm talking about debt barking like a dog at midnight with the light out. Yeah. Because they saw his miracles. Yeah. Now, here's profound supernatural church growth. When the church start operating in miracles, people by the multitude going to come. You follow what I'm saying? They didn't follow Jesus because it was Jesus. They followed him because they seen something supernaturally that the Pharisees wasn't doing. All right? You may be seated. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover feast of the Jews was nigh. Notice verse. No. Go to verse 14. I'm just preaching like a drunk man tonight. Because I was supposed to read verse 2 and verse 14 together. Before and after the miracle. In miracle or between. This after the miracle, verse 14. Now, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, this is the truth, that prophet that should come into the world. You go back to verse 2, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracle. Somebody got to see some miracle. Miracles got to function in our midst for the people to know that there's a God. Not somewhere, there's a God here. You know, we talk about there's a God somewhere. People are tired of that God somewhere. There's a God over here at Hope of Glory. There's a God right in here tonight. Sam God. Sam Jesus. That worked on diseases at that time. Worked on debt. And what, how you say that word? Dinero? Dinero. That's dollar. He works on dollars too. He'll multiply. You should get in a position you have some money, but much money you don't know what to do with it. You help people, you buy people houses and cars, and you do things for people. What? You out of debt. You don't know what debt is. Let the word possible ring over this place. Say, possible. Tell somebody else. We need to come to grip with this. These are not fairy tales. This is something that the Lord, if he did it once, he can do it again. And we have not understood that the Lord wants you to be blessed in every area of your life. And we are having struggles with this money, struggles with finances. Shouldn't be. He had the same concern. They've taught us so much ignoramus stuff about money until we have to be flush and clean to understand that God wants you to be blessed. Financially. Say money.
Money.
Say money miracle.
Money miracle.
I dare you say it again.
Money miracle.
Say it again.
Money miracle.
Coming to me now.
Coming to me now.
Money miracle.
Money miracle.
Yes, sir. What?
Money miracle.
Sit down. Sit down. What? You know he's saying, he used to sing a song, I'm looking for a miracle. No, miracle's looking for me. We just changed that. We've been looking long enough. We didn't look because we almost got blind, don't see the money. But now the money see us. Can I really tell you what the Spirit is telling me? Huh? I'm getting money signals up in this pulpit. I'm telling you, I'm getting, you know, like you're getting close to it. I never heard that before. I'm getting up here. I'm getting, you know, like radar. Yeah. But I'm getting, in the spirit, I'm getting money signal. Yeah. The money getting close. Yeah. Y'all ought to shout over that, man. Yeah. Listen, what the Spirit of God said. You getting out of daddy's clothes. You getting over those religious weight
that been holding you down talking about you holy. That ain't holy. Being broke is not holy. Not having money is not holy. Ain't nothing holy about not having enough. It's a shame to God. It's all right to have plenty.
Yes, it is.
Listen. Sit down. What y'all standing up for? Sit down. Now watch this now, because I need to say something else to you. In the fifth verse, when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, now watch what he does. Man, mind, solution. Now this boy should have did what Ezekiel did.
Yeah. Come on,
dude. But he's now trying to come up with his own solution. And that's where we miss our money at. We got a money obligation, and we constantly trying to work three jobs to make it happen instead of find us a sewing pole. Find us an anointed man or woman of God and slip something in their pocket and watch how much interest it get and how fast it come. We try another way because we have been designed to keep preachers broke. Then so therefore we forfeit the profit reward. And when Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company, come unto him. I know why they're here. They come unto me. He said, now he knew, Jesus knew that this was his responsibility. But he's going to use the occasion to train his men to act like him. See, he knew they came to him. He's responsible, but yet he gonna give somebody else a chance to grow. Can you see that? And that's the way he's gonna use you. You're gonna get in a situation, it's his responsibility, but he wants you to become accountable to trust him. So he said to you, you handle that. Young man, he may be here tonight. His landlord told him what he told him, he's not gonna ever make it. You're not gonna ever get out here. But he got out because me and Carolyn bought him a house. Made the landlord a liar. But Jesus was responsible for him. He just let Carolyn and I got in on it because he wanted to take us to another level. Let me in on it, Lord. Yeah. Say it. Let me in on it, Lord. Don't be afraid. He's going to take you where you're at. Take it out. But don't be afraid to move when he lets you in on it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff.
I can do it without you, but I won't do it with you so you can get like me.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
what? What?
What?
Sit down. Look at somebody and tell them, this is my night. I believe the apostle on tonight. I believe something. I feel like a little child in a big toy shop. Something about to happen in here. The sixth verse is a rap.
Look at this 6 foot. Jesus just playing. He just training. He already know. He just trying to test you. That's why I say you got to pass a money test. When he asks you to do something awkward, you know, he said, go get to the house and then call that man in the family and give him the key. I ain't got time for no argument, man. I know what he's trying to do. He's blessing him and promoting me. And this he said to prove him. See, I'm already proven. That's what he said. But I said this to prove him, for he himself, Jesus, knew what he would do. That brought a signal to you? Wait a minute, now y'all can't pass this up. Listen, this is a signal. If he knew what to do there. And the Bible said he the same yesterday, today and ever. If he knew what to do, he know what to do up in here. He know what your situation is, and he sent you here to get under this anointing that he may do what he want to do for you. As you yield to him, you have to know how to yield to him. No situation shake Jesus up. And he's training us to get into a lifestyle like him, that no situation shake us up. I hear the Spirit of God say, go ahead and be mean and dream. You got to get mean in this world sometimes. You got to let them know you mean business, that you come from a higher source, that you got a greater blesser, that you don't have to trust the world system, that God is greater. Shout it out, God is greater. I'll never be broke another day in my life. Somebody behind me keep touching me. Up here. Somebody else up here. Somebody behind me keep touching me up in here. What? Somebody behind me keep pushing me in my back. What up here? Go for it. Now I can tell you right now, I don't know who it is. Somebody coming out tonight. Yeah. Man in the seventh, sit down, through the ninth verse is man-mind solution, a man-made solution. It's not going to work, because there are times in your life you need nothing short of a miracle. I have seen financial miracles because counting my life, our lives, if we didn't get a miracle, we were going to be stuck for a long time. Like life. And if you don't get a miracle, you're going to be stuck all your life confessing. There's a time to confess, and there's a time to possess. And there's a time to what? Possess. Come on, y'all say it. There's a time to confess. You keep on confessing when you're going to possess it. It's mine. I have it now. My next step is going to be a commandment, a declaration, a decree. I got an anointing. I'm talking to this thing like Jesus talked to the fig tree. Everything that's not working in my life, I cut it. Yes. At the root. Because I've moved from confession to declaration. I decree I'm out of debt. I decree that I'm functioning with supernatural money. Every one of us should make this world stand on his heel.
when they see us. You can't fully walk in God's glory broke. Because God's glory includes gold. It's time for you to experience money miracles in your life. Yeah. Right, sit down, write that down. Just sit, write it down and date it. It's time for me to experience money miracles in my life. And listen, every miracle Jesus did, he used a human.
Yeah.
Why not you? You human? Jesus wants you to experience the miracle of money multiplication, and you will never go back to your old natural way of thinking or living. Once you taste the honey, see, because y'all, some of y'all never taste real honey. See, to taste honey, you got to rob the beehive. You can't go on in a store. You can't go down the aisle. Come on. They say honey, different brand of honey. No, Roy, you know what I'm talking about. Remember the bee man, my brother? The bee man, the man put that mask on, and my daddy was standing in them bees. Get on. That man brought the cone with the honey in it. You really haven't had honey until you know how to rob the beehive. So in comparison, you really don't know how money tastes until you get it supernaturally.
That's good stuff. That's good.
Your job will never bring you to no ecstasy. You know, your job will never bring you to no explosion. It's just not enough. But when what I'm trying to align this thing for us to take off. So you got to stay on the runway. See, I'm on 4 jets. And in a jet, you got to be on the runway. I'm trying to push you on the runway because we're about to take off. People who follow me can't stay broke. No. See, this money comes is supernatural. It's from God. It produces supernatural money, miracle money, multiplication in money, more than enough, over and above.
The money
will just keep on coming. Now this is for somebody here. Listen to me well. I'm going to keep digging in the story for a while. But this is for somebody here. I receive. Take your hands off of that survival button and press the supernatural button now. I'm gonna jerk your hand back. Now press that supernatural button. Hold that supernatural button now. Do you believe this?
Yes.
You know, sometimes people came to Jesus. Jesus said, "Believe I'm able to do this?"
Yes.
When they came in Mark and told that man, his little 12-year-old girl was dead, as soon as Jesus heard them, he said, "Fear not, only believe." You got the supernatural financial button under your finger right now. You got the God of glory looking at you. And you got the Holy Ghost looking at you right now. And you got Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father looking at you, that you're trusting him now to supernaturally do something about your situation. You will obey him because he said, "If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land." You're here for a reason. You are assigned here to align yourself with something you've never seen before. Tonight, your last name changed. Meaning that what your family have processed and come through wasn't enough. You changed into another person.
I'll say this, Lord. May the glory surround your house tonight.
may you help me make this world jealous of the goodness of God. Many will be saved when you get your money, because they're going to recognize, they're going to be jealous. Who is that? Who are you serving? What church you go to? Who is your man or woman of God? Evidence. People are tired of us confessing. The Lord gonna do this. The Lord coming someday. The Lord, I'm tired. The Lord gonna do this. The Lord gonna do it. Look at this scripture here, girl. It's time for the scriptures to start looking at you. We don't have no problem studying now. We've come to a generation, we study. And we get a lot of teaching, a lot of preaching. But there's a secret about Jesus I want to show you. Sit down. I'll get back to my text. Over in the book of Acts, I want to show you a secret about Jesus. Acts chapter 1, I want to show you a secret. I'm training this young preacher. Him and I study together every morning, about an hour and a half, 2 hours, my youngest son. He's preaching on Monday night on the mind. I'm preaching on Wednesday night on the mind. And I'm training him in some things about the Lord. And so we run, the Lord shows some things, and the Holy Ghost come. And in the first verse of the book of Acts, as a revelation, yes, sir. First verse of the first chapter, see can you find it? These former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both do and teach. It's over for just teaching. We got to do something now. Lord, you know, yeah. Lord, I like your teaching, but I'd like for you to do something now. See, y'all get scared. See, the Lord like this. Said, Lord, I've heard a lot of teaching, but it's time for to do something now. Lord, I've heard a lot of teaching, good teacher, but I want to see some results. Now, you have to understand what's happening to you. You're getting a multiplication anointing on you. God never gives just enough. That would degrade him from God. He has to overwhelm you. And the one who's standing by looking for you to fall. He got to give them something to look at. Because they can't see in the spirit world. So he gives manifestation and demonstration in your life that they can see with their senses. That's the only reason I'm flying. One of the reasons I'm flying in the Falcon 900. Preachers who tried to cut me off. God said, I want to make you big enough for them to see you. And see, your plan, the type of aircraft you fly is according to how you park when you land. See, because I called Rich Carson when I was coming out here. I thought I was going to stay, but I'm driving back to and forth. But I called, said, find me a hotel with some sense, because I'm driving Rolls Royces. We don't go into the parking lot. They stay right in front of the hotel. If they can't do that, I'm not going there. It's stupid, man. It's dumb. They're helping their hotel. You have a phantom in front of your hotel that help you. You got a ghost sitting in front of your hotel. It help your hotel. Ain't no Rolls Royce supposed to go in the parking lot. So when I land, they won't put me as close to the FBO as possible, for it's good for advertisement of what kind of plan coming in here. Now, if you got a little small plan, they're gonna park. I had that. They park your way, you gotta walk, you gotta ride a truck to get up where you're going. And then if you got an ugly plan, you're really gonna walk. They're gonna, like a west wing, they're gonna park you way over here. I see all of y'all parking real close. And people who don't understand well, I had to deal with this little boy one time. I drove to the hotel, I was taking care of some business, And he said, son, you can't park. I said, no, son, you don't understand. Your mama didn't raise you right. You come from a bad, you know, poor family or something. Said, son, you don't understand. Son, I said, son, this is a Rolls Royce. I don't have to park in the way I'm going in here. I'm going to leave it right here.
Yeah.
He said, no, sir, you got to park this car. I said, give me the manager.
Yeah.
White lady walk out there, real neat white lady, you know. Yeah. So how you doing, sir? I said, I'm going to take out some business. He said, yeah, your car just started to leave it right there. Yeah. That's why he on the yard.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
she in. Come on, shut up. Let me preach a little more. Hey! Tell somebody I'm about to get loose up in here. I feel a blessing coming on. I feel a dance coming on. Oh, I've been God about to do something. Oh, I've been God about to do something up in here. Boys, it's nothing, and girls, it's nothing like a fresh anointing. Well, how sweet it is when the anointing is fresh. You don't have to make nothing up. You don't have to put on a hat. You just flow with the Holy Ghost. Nothing like a fresh, wah! Fresh anointing. Fresh, 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 fresh. Everybody say fresh. That's Psalm 92:10, isn't it? Fresh. I told you, let's go back, go back, let's go back. Oh, that clock. What? That train loaded, boy, I know. Woo! Woo, woo, woo! Woo! We about to pull out, boy, I know. Woo! The train loaded, boy. Somebody got something, you got something, turn around three times. So many guys who went online, J.D. Lane, he's going home to be with the Lord, and I'd be preaching, and we were hooping, and I'd be preaching party from one side to the other side, and he'd walk up and tap me on the back and say, Tom, Tom. I said, what? The train load. Take on it! That's that Baptist stuff, you know. You want me to tell you what it is? I hear somebody about to get some fresh money. Money that you've never seen before. And an amount that you've never seen before. You gonna handle some money that you never handled that amount before. It's gonna be so much you're gonna be nervous for a while. You nervous. God, I get so good, you got to catch up. So hold on, Lord, let me breathe. I'll take it. Would you take it? This real, man. Jesus haven't changed, man. Listen, 5,000, it made 5,000 people, it was 20,000 altogether. Didn't make Jesus no different. Let's see that before I close. Let's see that before I close. I got 17 minutes. Let me see it. Let's see that before I close. Go back to John 16. Go back to John 16. I'm your rapid, ever-increasing money supply. Oh, Lord. Say it. I'm your rapid, ever-increasing money supply. Did you write that down? Write that in your Bible, man. Write that down. You about to get out of debt in a hurry. You about to walk in your dream in a hurry. A rapid, ever-increasing money supply. It won't be 30 years. It won't be 20 years. It won't be 10 years. It won't be 5 years. It won't be 3 years. It won't be 2 years. It won't be 1 year. It's right now. Now faith is a supper, a thing hoped for, a reality, a thing not seen. It's not later. It's right now. Shout. Oh, your financial walls. All your financial barricades, they don't fall tomorrow, they don't fall next week, they don't fall in 15, they fall now! When they fall, now! When do they fall? Now! When do they fall? Now! Here's what I heard. When you did that, the devil's heart was broken. He's been holding your finances for many years. But he made a mistake when he let you got to this meeting. Because when you said now, you were not confessing. You were decreeing and declaring, I'm a free woman. I'm a free man. I'm free financially. I'm free to go where I want to go, do what I want to do, have what I want to have, help who I want to help, stop what I need to stop, buy what I need to buy, sow what I need to sow, tie what I need to tie. My tithes make the pastor nervous. It's not your job, it's your connection. Tell somebody that, tell somebody that, tell somebody that. It's not your job, it's your connection. You heard him talking about connection? It's not the size of your church. It's not how many members you have. It's your connection, man. Y'all saying something. What? Well, now. What? While I'm anointed, let me say something. May the wind of breakthrough blow through this place like never before. And made the whole area that already started begin to be affected by this church. Girl, you stay closer. God got some things for you. You got a good heart. Just buck that tradition and stay closer, and you're going to rise. You know who I'm talking to. There's none of the rest of them business. I'm just pointing. That's what the Lord told me. Stay close. Flow. Train loaded. The whistle blowing. We about to shake some things up, boy. The church is arising. We're getting in a place that we're going to have an effect on this world. That they're going to have to respect us. They're people have to recognize who we are.
And people will get saved left and right. I remember landing one time, and a little black boy, a black young man, talked to my oldest son. All three of my sons was on the plane. And then my oldest son walked off, Leroy Jr. I used to walk off last. And he said to Leroy, I says, who you with, man? Who is this playing for? Leroy said, he's coming behind me. It's my daddy. He's the last one going to walk off. He said, your daddy on this plane? He slapped that thing on and said, man, I got hope now. Yeah. We are about to deal white, black, Chinese, and Japanese when they see us walking in our prosperity. We're going to give them hope in Christ. Let the Lord be magnified. I say, let the Lord be magnified. The Lord deserves more than you're doing. Let the Lord shout. Baptist church. My Baptist church used to call it getting ugly for God. You didn't care. You didn't care if your wig fell off or your bald head grew hair. You just jumped shop. You just glorified God. You don't care what your neighbor said. You don't care if your purse falls. You know, God can get you another Louis Vuitton. Just get a scratch on it, God knows it. Praise Him. Couldn't pray. And I'm never going to let the person next to me outpraise me. If they spit, I'm going to spit. If they kick, I'm going to kick. If they spit one time, I'm going to spit three times. You ain't going to outpraise me. Let's pray. And we'll come back in the morning. All right? Let's praise Him some more. You're saved, but you've never been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Come here. You're saved, but you never spoke in tongues. I want you to come to the altar right quick. Now, I ain't got no time now because I'm about to go get in the car. But you hear you're saved, but you've never been spoke in tongues. Come to the altar quickly. You'll get filled in a matter of seconds. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Come, that's a man coming. Who else coming? Don't let him come by himself. There's other people in here. You're saved, but you never received the Holy Ghost. Come on, receive the Holy Ghost tonight. Because you're going to need the Holy Ghost to go with us tomorrow and tomorrow night. You're going to need to be filled with the Spirit. Come now, if that's you. You're saved, but you've never been filled with the Holy Spirit. Come on. or you're messing around, you don't have no church home. You need to come. You need to have a pastor. You need to have an overseer. You need to have a connection. Move quickly. And may God, if you're not saved, take Jesus tonight. You watching by internet. It's your night. Yeah, come. Yeah, come. 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 In the balcony, somebody up there not feel the Holy Ghost, I'll give you time to come down to speak in tongue. You need to speak in tongue. See, tongue puts you instantly in the supernatural. Anyone else? I got these two men here. Anyone else need to come? They need to be coming now. Now, Father, thank you for these two men. Men mean household. A woman joined the church, she might come by herself a long time. When a man joined the church, the whole family comes. My spiritual father says, if you can get a man to come to the altar, that's it. Because he's the head of the house. That's God. That's God's will. Father, I thank you for these two men standing before this altar tonight, and that they have received the Holy Spirit and in his fullness, and be baptized with power. Be endued with power from on high. I thank you tonight. As they are ministered to, they'll receive swiftly and easily. I'm going to let y'all take them. Take them, son. The lady. See the lady? Sir, look at me. Sir, look at me. I bless you, brother, for obeying the Lord tonight. See that lady right there? Well, I got to have a man with her. What a man at? All right. See that man right there? See right there? Go with him for a minute. He going to show you the scripture. Go ahead. I could do it right here, but I'm going to let you go ahead and do it so you can show you the scripture. You know, yeah.